somebody, I was talking to somebody yesterday, I forget who it was, they said something about one of her friends, she said, if you read the Bible, it looks like God hates women or something like that. Because, and the logic was that David had many wives, Abraham had many wives. It was like, you know, all the reasons that they would come to that conclusion from the flesh mind that mankind, the word mankind, even the word woman is woe man, you know, the female, everything is about the man, you know, the lineage of man. And no preacher or pastor is going to address this issue because I guess they're just scared of the repercussions. But I'm not scared of the repercussions because the truth is the truth. God made man in his image. He took Eve out of the side of him, out of the side of Adam, and he called their name Adam. God doesn't hate mankind. God doesn't hate the woman. He's angry with the wicked every day. He's angry. His bow is bent. Right now, if you reject Jesus and you die right now, you're going to burn. God's bow is bent. What is the object lesson of the female? That's pretty much what she was probably asking me, but she didn't know how to say it, I guess. Mother Earth, cycles, 28-day cycle, the moon. Moon means blood. Eve, the mother of all living. Eve dropped us down into time. Period. Notice I said the word period. Eve dropped us down into the sine wave, the sin wave, the snake, the cycle, time, period. Every cycle has a period in it. The woman has a period because every cycle has a period. When you speak a sentence, at the end of the sentence, there's a period. Represents the blood. Because I think her friend was implying, why believe the Bible? The Bible hates women. Why believe the Bible? Whatever. Well, the Bible's just giving you an account of what reality, what happened. That's all. God was telling mankind how to regulate this place, how to regulate while down here. He took Israel out and showed them, taught them how to be priests, Levitical priesthood, right? The book of Leviticus, the Levites, the offering, the sin offering, and all that stuff. The woman's offering was always more extreme. The sin of Eve is so bad that people don't want to admit it. Why else would she have pain in childbearing, many sorrows, and her husband shall rule over her? And that still applies. That still holds today. That still holds. You see it. You see it. You talk to a woman, she has many sorrows. If she lived long enough, she's got many sorrows. Stuff bothers her. Her children, her grandchildren. She just gets emotionally upset easier. So what is it, you know, they want to blame God. And they want to get you to reject your Bible. And they hate themselves, really, but they hate men, they hate God, they hate the Bible. I'm not saying this lady who told me this is. I'm just saying that somebody was trying to convince her of that, I think, is what it seems like. You have to remember, what were you created for? If a cat starts to bark or try to bark, it can't bark. If a dog starts to meow, it can't meow. Why was it created? Why do all the dogs act the same? The Hound of Heaven. Why do they say the Hound of Heaven? Because all dogs act the same. Why do all cats act the same? You're made differently. You're made with a different purpose and a different role. And if you don't like your role, too bad. God's not changing because of a fickle human. You think God's going to change His created order because it makes you feel bad or it upsets you? No. He has a plan that you have to adapt to enter in. Otherwise, I mean, there's no other, I mean, because of Eve, think about it, because of Eve, Jesus came through. Her seed shall bruise your head and your seed shall bruise His heel. What's that talking about in Genesis 3? It's a prophecy of Jesus. Prophecy of Jesus. The Matrix, those who split the Matrix, the Matrix, I mean, I want you to really think about it. The only reason houses, you got million-dollar houses and trillion-dollar, if there wasn't an Eve, we wouldn't care about houses. We'd just we'd go out, build us a box and live in it. We'd go out in the backyard. I mean, go out in the woods, cut down some trees, build your little box, and live in it. We don't care about the men. Don't care about the clothing, the outward show. You know, maybe some do, but I know I don't. But most men I talk to, it's all about just getting the job done and living in peace. The saved men just want to be in peace, but their wife wants this nice house and these curtains and these pictures and all this. It's all about the 3D outward show. Why did God make a woman that way? To take care of the home for the man. The woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. The woman's the glory of man. Man's the glory of God. Woman, when you see a woman, she's worried about what she dressed like to please the man. When you see a man, a saved man, he's worried about how to please God. He don't care about his clothes and everything else. All he cares about is his heart. Is his heart right? I just got out of my car in one of these. I'm at a restaurant and across the street's a hotel. One of those ladies at the hotel came by with her little dress on, worried about how she looks. Why? The material realm, the material girl. Madonna told you in all her songs, girls just want to have fun. It's all about the material. What about the spiritual?